So every time I preach on peace, I remember an experience I had when I was a pastor in Missouri Valley, Iowa, many years ago. I was preaching on peace, and this church had it was a dark wood, sort of semi-Gothic church with a tall roof or ceiling, and a bat got loose right in the middle of my sermon. And it was flying around, and everybody was looking at it. Every once in a while it would dive down, and people would, And I tried to preach my sermon, but I gave up. I gave up because there was going to be no peace in that church until that bat got out of there. And fortunately, so we concluded the service with a brief benediction. Everybody left except for a couple of us. And we managed to shoo the bat out through the front door of the church. But my goodness, that was not what we would call peace. Well, this is the time of year when we sing about peace on earth, and we wonder about it as we hurry about our daily tasks. And sometimes we ask the question, peace? Well, what about Palestine, or Gaza, or Ukraine, or Sudan? What about our country? What about all of the school shootings, mass killings that we've experienced in this country? How can we find peace in the midst of all this? Yes, peace is difficult. Rod read from the 11th chapter of Isaiah. This comes from a time when the nation of Israel was in exile in Babylon. They felt like they were just a stump left after a tree had been cut down. But Isaiah has this vision of a fresh branch growing out of the old stump. And he proclaims that the Messiah would come. And there's something strange about the picture that Isaiah paints for us, that the Messiah was coming to punish people for their wrongs. And this is not a picture of peace. It's a picture of justice. But then he gives this wonderful picture of new peace and harmony, even among natural enemies, the lion with the lamb. I've got a little wood carving of a lion curled up with a lamb. Whenever I read this passage, it reminds me, my goodness, that is quite a picture. A lamb resting peacefully with a lion when they were natural enemies, and the lion not harming the lamb, but snuggling up to the lamb. That's amazing. He paints a picture of the predators not eating other animals, but eating grass. And those who were the ones who were hunted by the predators living at peace with them. But this picture of peace comes after Isaiah's statement of the need for justice. That, I think, is a major clue for us to discover peace in our world. We have to have justice before we can have peace. Without justice, there is no peace. And for us, we want peace now, but justice is hard. We want peace in Gaza. But I don't believe there will be any lasting peace until Gaza is rebuilt for the homes of almost 2 million people have been destroyed in all the bombing. Many innocent children have been killed in this bombing. How can you have peace when there is such hurt, such pain, and such hatred? There has to be healing. there has to be justice. And it's going to be a hard task to bring justice. We need peace for the people of Israel. But how can they feel they're at peace when Gaza attacked them and killed lots of innocent people there too? We have to have justice before we have peace. And I believe that the road to peace in Gaza and Palestine, and by the way, there have been awful things happening in Palestine as well, we're not going to have peace in the Middle East until Israelis, Palestinians, the people of Gaza, see each other as brothers and sisters rather than as enemies, and come not to be fighting one another, but cooperating to rebuild their nation. Well, we want peace in Ukraine. That's even more difficult, I think, because Putin's idea of peace is a military victory over Ukraine. And all the peace proposals that have come out of Russia basically are Ukraine surrendering. And yet, they are a sovereign nation. They did not attack Russia. They were no threat to Russia. But Russia attacked them because Putin has this dream of recapturing or rebuilding the Soviet Empire, of which Ukraine was once a part. Anyway, that's going to be a difficult one for there to be justice in Ukraine in order to bring about peace. So I think about this whenever I read the story of John the Baptist, because John's message was fairly harsh. Turn from your sin. Change your life now before the punishment comes. And he was particularly hard on the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who were the religious leaders of his time. He said, basically called them snakes. You brood of vipers, you snakes. Who told you that you could escape punishment? And his message is, don't come to get your sins forgiven. Don't come for baptism until you do what's right, until you change your behavior, until you treat one another fairly with justice and honesty. This does not sound like peace, but again, this points to the need for justice to happen before we can have peace. So the bottom line seems to be this: if we want peace, we have to change the way we live. We have to care for the poor and the weak, the homeless, the addicts, the criminals. How do we do that? How do we treat them with dignity and fairness? Years ago, I'm sure the dollars have gone up, but years ago somebody did a survey of what it costs per year to be a drug addict, and it came out to over $40,000. I'm sure it's got to be double that now. Where does a drug addict get the money to support that habit? Well, if they're independently rich, maybe they can, but basically, drug addiction causes homelessness, and people who are drug addicts got to feed their habit any way they can. And, robbing other people seems to be a best way to do that, or breaking into homes or whatever. We're not going to see an end to crime until we care for the people who are addicts, who are criminals. And I'm not quite sure how we go about doing that. When I look at Albuquerque, in the crime that we've got there, a lot of it seems to be committed by young men who are part of gangs who basically have been failed by the school system, and they've not prepared them for work. And so there they are, out of school, no way of making a living, and they band together in gangs and commit crime as a way of supporting themselves. We've got to figure out how to do this. And, you know, we've tried the law enforcement method of dealing with it, which is to arrest them. But that's after the crime has been committed. We need to act before the crime is committed. We need to find ways of helping people so they don't need to do that. Justice is needed before we can have peace. We need to know, we need to be acting with care and compassion, even for our enemies. We need to be acting in care and compassion for the homeless, for immigrants. And John warns us, the trees that don't bear fruit are cut down. If we're not acting with justice and fairness and compassion, we're going to be left out. So this difficult message is what comes before we hear the good news of Jesus' birth, before we can hear the angels sing of peace on earth. It's not something we want to hear, though maybe we know it or knew it all along, but still, the road to peace is difficult. It's often painful and costly. It's easier to install locks and security systems and buy handguns than to wrestle with the problems of gun violence and crime in our country. It's easier to deport poor people than it is to reform our broken immigration system. It's easier to deny medical care to poor people than it is to reform our health care system. Did I say that right? It's easier to deny medical care to poor people than it is to reform our health care system. And then there's this desire to grasp at simple solutions to complex problems and then wonder why it's not working. Just a political comment. Tuesday, we're having a runoff election in Albuquerque for mayor. And one of the candidates says, if he's elected mayor, he's going to arrest all of the homeless people. And I'm thinking, that's not going to work. And if you arrested all the homeless people, where are you going to put them? We don't have jails enough to cover, to house all those people. Anyway, you know, a simple solution to a does not work for a complex problem. You know, we've got some complex problems to deal with. And then, you know, turning from our sin can be painful, especially if our sin is comfortable. And we're not talking just about individual sin. We're talking about the sins of our communities, the sins of our society, the sins of our nation. And it's not easy. Peace is a hard road, but still, what a wonderful hope awaits us. The hope of Isaiah during the exile, that their nation would be restored. The hope of peace that extended to wolves and sheep living together in peace. And as Isaiah says, nothing shall harm the children of God. A little child will be able to lead the wild animals. Let's keep that vision. Maybe it's a symbolic vision, but let's keep that vision as we do the hard work of justice. For justice is required for peace. Amen.